This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Last week at this time, and for a couple of weeks before that, Member Care Radio's Scott Hollinger has been talking with Diane and Cheryl, two ladies who set up an organization, a national network of parents of cross-cultural Christian workers. Well, today they're back, and they're talking some more about the relationship between cross-cultural Christian worker overseas and the parents and family who are at home. What kind of experience has it been for the parents? How has this change affected their lives? And what can be done to improve the relationships? Well, there's some interesting things to think about. So let's listen in on some more of that conversation.
Diane and Cheryl, let's all pretend that we're all going back in time to 1984. And Scott has been accepted for full-time service, and he's getting ready to go out to Guam. And I got to tell you, I'm excited about it. I've already been there for a summer, and now I get to go full-time. And yet, I'm not really, to be honest, I'm not really thinking about my parents that much. But what should I understand about my parents' experience and what's going on in their lives? What are you going to tell me as a 24-year-old Christian worker?
How far is that?
Yeah, it's 10,000 miles is how far it is. And it's a dollar a minute to call, which doesn't affect us now, but it did back then.
Absolutely.
$1.15 a minute to call Guam.
Yeah. When will I see you?
Yeah, probably not for 3 years anyway.
You know, the first thing I think that we have said to recruits before is just your parents' whole future has been completely upended by your decision. Whether they've actually thought through it or not, they have looked forward to your becoming an adult and getting to spend time with you. Dads like to go on fishing trips and golf dates with their sons, and moms like to go out to lunch or go shopping with their daughters. And they're not going to get to do that with you, hardly ever, if you're going to be a long-term worker. Holidays, your chair is going to be empty. Birthdays, weddings, deaths, illnesses, you're just not going to be there. There's a huge, huge void that is being created in your parents' lives by your decision, which is not to say your decision is wrong or bad. It's just to say that it has a great impact on your parents. And so that's the first thing. Your parents are going to experience grief because of all of these changes, these losses. Any loss creates grief, not just the death of someone, but the loss, any important loss creates grief.
The loss of sharing life with you. Mm-hmm. They love you. They're invested in you. And now they won't be able to share in mm-hmm. your life. You won't be able to share in their life in the same way at all.
Right.
Especially
right.
back then when you're saying the phone calls and only. And
I mean, everything will be different. Mm-hmm. And they may not recognize their grief. They may, if they do recognize that it is grief, and they really, parents write us all the time on the website and say, I'm so glad to read
that word
grief. I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah.
So they may not even recognize that it's mm-hmm. grief. If they do, they may find it really hard to admit that they're grieving. They may feel very afraid that there's something wrong with their faith, that their trust in God is just not worth anything. They may feel that they should only have positive thoughts and emotions about what you're doing because that's what a good Christian, in quotes, would feel. But they have all these other emotions. So how can they possibly be a good Christian? Mm-hmm. So they may hide that. Oftentimes, I think it's this horrible kind of cauldron of mixed emotions that parents don't know what to do with that causes them to question other aspects. They throw out other questions to you, like how can you live on only that much money, or how can you give up a career in whatever field it was you studied for, or why would you want to take my grandchildren where there's not good medical mm-hmm. care? They throw out that stuff because
right.
they don't know how to say, I don't know if I can handle this. That's what they're experiencing. And so that's kind of got to be the starting point.
And it's kind of the norm in our society for families to stay within at least a driving geographical distance for birthdays and holidays, or if there's an illness or a surgery, and all of your friends or their kids and their grandkids are coming home, and this friend did that with her daughter, and this dad did that with his son. And so it makes you in a different place than what's normal. And yet you feel selfish if you say anything, so you don't want to be selfish, so you suffer in silence. And it's kind of freeing when it can be talked about.
Right.
And I think, is there a part of it that you're so important to me and I want to be near you, why don't you want to be near me?
And, well, I think that's part of that whole leaving and parting and then coming back together again as friend to friend. I know when I felt secure in my emotional connection to my daughter, it was then much easier to accept that she was going to live far away. So your parents do want a bond with you. You are important to them, whether you think so or not. They love you very much, whether they're good at expressing it or not. And they're going to miss you a great deal. I think also it helps to understand if there are grandchildren involved, that that's just compounding all of these other emotions. Our kids did not have children when they left. They have a 2-year-old now, and they came back here for his birth and were with us for 7 weeks after he was born, and then returned to the field. And that day was the absolute worst day I had experienced up until then, much harder than letting them go the first time. Although at the time of that departure, I thought nothing could have been harder, but
that was consistent with what
we took some
showed.
Photographs that day, and Cheryl looked at them later and she said, the grief is palpable in those pictures. I can feel the grief. The baby was depressed and remained so for a few weeks. He was not himself. He knew that there was upheaval here. And so I feel so blessed that he's back here for a period of time and I get to continue a relationship with him that was completely unexpected. So that's a wonderful thing. And my heart just goes out to all the grandmas and grandpas who have kids, you know, far away. You want to speak to
that? Yeah, I think that that it is a stress when your expectations are upended and your family life and your family system isn't going to look like what you thought it was. And it also comes at a time for many parents when life is changing anyway. Sometimes the parents whose adult children go into long-term Christian work are still relatively vital, but they're still nearing the age when their own parents are beginning to get sick. There may be loss on that end at the same time. Their marriages are going through adjustments because the adjustment from the empty nest often causes a man and woman to look at each other, and they've been so distracted with their roles of parenting, they don't know if they know each other anymore or not. So siblings may be starting to die. They may be encountering health problems and maybe unable to work, or maybe they're being downsized at work. So there are a whole bunch of life complications that come later in life. And so many times parents, and there's menopause for moms at least, which is a huge change in hormones. And so many times when this change in what was anticipated happens, it comes at the same time that a whole bunch of other stresses are happening at the same time. And that makes parents sometimes particularly
angry
or overreactive or sensitive or difficult to work with. I think from the Christian worker's point of view, that if you understand that it's a time of life, that there are probably several challenges going on at the same time. And I know when I was younger, I looked at older people and I thought, well, you've gotten through all the hard stuff and you're just gliding, you know, now resting on your laurels. In reality, life continues to present a whole new series of challenges. And that that is a particularly transitional time for parents and mm-hmm. complicates, I think, their reactions.
I understand completely.
You're getting to the
we are at that point.
Uh-huh.
We are at that point ourselves.
Yeah.
With family and mm-hmm. the stresses that you speak of.
Right. Parent care and parent right. illness.
Right. And here we have our son who
mm-hmm. leaving.
He's 2 years away from mm-hmm. it, but we know with an absolute certainty that with what he will be doing, he will be going someplace far away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And situations in my family are not going to get better in 2 years. In fact, it'll probably be sort of that, you know, perfect storm of events that are beginning to happen mm-hmm. in 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
When we are looking at the possibility of our son moving to either the other side of the country or the other side of the globe. If I were going to offer a word to those Christian workers, I have been in your place, and go easy on your parents and mm-hmm. communicate with mm-hmm. your parents a lot mm-hmm. because they're going to need it is what I would be telling mm-hmm. them.
Yeah,
because
exactly. They are important to yeah. their parents.
I didn't right. realize that to that extent
right.
when I
right.
was the age of a lot of our Christian workers in my
right.
mid-20s.
Right.
It didn't hit me, but that would be a word of wisdom that I would share.
Right. Thanks, Scott. Diane and Cheryl, we'll look forward to your next visit when we can learn some more about how we can perhaps improve the relationships of the cross-cultural worker overseas and their parents. Next week, we'll think about saying goodbye and saying goodbye well.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.